On this edition of the President's Club on MyFM, we're featuring the president of the Mount Bridges Lions Club, Marie Kingma. So tell us a little bit about how long you've been a member, and then tell us about your presidency and how long you've been a president.
I've been a member for, I think it's around 10 years. I was with Lioness before that, so I'm certainly familiar with the program. It's a privilege to be president of the Lions Club. We have approximately 40 members. We're always looking for some new people, so if you're interested, then contact any of our members.
Marie, why is it a privilege?
Because you only get to do it every once in a while, and you have to go through the steps to get up to being president.
And obviously, you need to be nominated, so it's a privilege in that perspective, too, I would imagine, to be nominated by the club.
Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about some of the roles, responsibilities as a president. The length of the term is 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Take us through some roles and responsibilities.
We just have to welcome the members, especially new members, and make them feel comfortable. We try to be conscious of what they don't know about our organization, such as protocol, you know, organize things. And I don't really necessarily get a vote. I can make suggestions, but my position is to kind of oversee what's going on.
Yeah, and if there's anything happening in the community or the club's taking part in an event or a ribbon cutting, a groundbreaking or a check presentation, you're there to represent the club too.
That's right. It's great. I've enjoyed it. I especially like some of the things where we're out in the community, because then you see people that are new faces. We have a lot of new residents in Mount Bridges and areas, so it's nice to invite them out to our events.
Tell us a little bit about the Mount Bridges Lions Club as far as giving back to the community.
Any proceeds we make, that goes back directly to the community. Previously, we had done the park benches, the skate park, the splash pad, and we always participate in the Canada Day. That's the three communities that do Canada Day.
You have a pretty big event coming up in March. Tell us about it.
Was originally called Farmers Night, but it's now called Farm and Community, because we want to encourage spouses to come out as well, or female farmers. And we kind of avoided that before. I think it should be open to anyone that's a farmer. It's a big full-time job, so let's congratulate those people.
When's the event, and what's all a part of it?
It's Thursday, March 6th in Caradoc Community Center. We have dinner, and we have sponsors for the prizes rather than donated prizes. So there'll be some nice prizes this year, and they're all around the $200 mark.
If anyone's looking for information regarding this event or the Mount Bridges Lions Club, or wants to talk to their president, being you, how would they do that?
They can send an email to mkingma@execulink.com, or they can phone me, 519-264-2208, or speak to any Lions member.
And I would assume that the Lions Club has a website and is on social media, Mount Bridges?
Yes, they are.
Is there something that you're proud of, or the club is proud of, in the community of Mount Bridges?
I know I and the rest of the group is proud of the trails that we have around the treed area behind the Lions Park, behind the community center and the arena.
What are we looking at for total distance, do you know?
I'm not sure. It winds around back and forth. It's very well groomed, and we get lots of participants in there, even in the winter.
Featuring president of the Mount Bridges Lions Club during our President's Club Day, Marie Kingma. And if you want information, you can find the club on social media and through their website. Marie, congratulations. Keep up the good work as president and with your club moving forward into 2025.
Thank you so much.